Thank you very much.
There we go.
There we go.
As you will hear, I'm French is my first language, so please excuse my accent, and I will read the paper. So I'm teaching at the University of Montreal, and these are the co-author of the project. And the research was supported by the Montreal School Tax Board, and no relationship to disclose. Well, as you already know, our societies are now faced with a significant decline in physical activity level among youth, and this decline is more pronounced during adolescence. For instance, in Canada, the proportion of youth who are sufficiently active decreases from 49% among children aged 5 to 10 to 36% among 11 to 15 years old. Even more alarming is the fact that youth of lower socioeconomic status exhibit lower level of physical activity. A further concern is the rate of school dropout among teenagers, and particularly among those of low socioeconomic status. While health benefits of physical activity for youth are now widely recognized, only sparse data exist on the impact of physical activity on adolescents' learning conditions, which can, in turn, influence academic performance. The purpose of this study, well, it was twofold. First, to develop and implement a non-curricular physical activity program. We named it First Fun Action, and you will see further why, using social marketing strategies that would be appealing to adolescents of an underserved multi-ethnic middle school in Montreal. And second, to assess the impact of the Fun Action program and of the frequency of teens' participation on the target five learning conditions. We used the quasi-experimental design to evaluate the impact of the Fun Action program on the selected learning conditions before and after a 16-week intervention. The priority population was the 13th most impoverished of the 93 middle and secondary schools in Montreal. The intervention group consisted of the grade 5 students. In view of the distinct sociocultural makeup of the student body, it was not possible to compare the study's participants to students from another school. Therefore, the control group consisted of the grade 7 students in the same school. The fact that both study groups attended the same school allowed us to reduce the effect of various contextual factors. All students were exposed to the same physical, social, and organizational environment specific to the school. 31 students of the intervention group here completed the pre and post test. This represents 80% of the 157 who had parental consent. For the control group, 92 students completed the pre and post test. This represents 77% of the 119 students who had parental consent. This table shows the demographic characteristic of the student groups. While we had a similar number of boys and girls, for the intervention group, the controlled group show a disproportionately small number of boys as compared to the girls. However, this disproportion was present in the initial sample of 137 grade 7 students, and no particular reason for this ratio was found. About half of the students in both groups were born outside of Quebec, but had been living in this province for an average of 5 to 6 years. More than 90 ethnic groups were represented in the school.
More than how many?
90. So it was really multi-ethnic. That's why it was so specific and difficult to match with another school. So the Bill Smith catchphrase, make it fun, easy, and popular, was our mantra in the design and implementation phases of Fun Action. I'll briefly go over the major social marketing principle and explain how we apply them. First, the supply, that is the product, the cost, the place, and the promotion, must be appealing to the priority population. Second, the priority population must perceive benefits that equal or exceed the perceived cost or barrier. To achieve this, we used various means to understand the benefits that teens would associate with participating in the activities of the Fund Action Program, and we then made sure these benefits were emphasized in the program. And third, the product, that is the activities, must be tailored to meet the distinctive wants and needs of different population segments. Fourth, the barriers, regarding the third one, I'm sorry, bringing back, because we found, and this was very important, and you will see with the activities, we found that girls, of course, were more interested in dance activities, whereas boys mentioned a preference for team sport. And also we learned that some ethnic groups prefer soccer, while others prefer basketball. So this was important in the choose of the activities. Fourth, barriers that limit the adoption of the target health behavior should be understood and reduced. For the Fun Action programs, activities were offered at lunchtime because many teens had to go straight home after school. Of course, there was no cost for participating in the activities. Fifth, appropriate communication channels to reach the priority population should be identified, and incentives should be used to attract the priority population. In this regard, each day's activity schedule was announced by students themselves over the public system address. Photographs of students partaking in the various activities, as well as information relevant to program activities, coming events, we had a show with the students participating because we had dance, and prizes were posted under banners displaying the Fun Action logo. I have the sixth one, and the sixth, but not the least, feedback should be constantly sought and values. The development of the Fun Action program relied essentially on information obtained from the school stakeholders, the teachers, and the students, and also ideas we developed in conjunction with these actors. Here we go. Participation in program activities were entirely voluntary. That's why it was a quasi-experimental study. The program spanned 16 weeks from mid-February to mid-June. On average, we offered 9 activities per week to the intervention group. According to the social marketing principle already mentioned, the activities were culturally tailored to the different segments of the intervention group. Therefore, we offered a total of 12 activities that you can see here, such as video dance, dance revolution. I didn't know that activity before, but I learned that with the students. Cardio surprise, kung fu, capoeira. And also, we didn't know what was this children had written, and we had difficulty to read. And finally, we said, oh, it's capoeira. And we learned about this, and we had the animator to do hip hop, African dance, Swiss ball, that we named Abdominator because the teens, girls wanted to have flat bellies, so, and multi-sport basketball and soccer. Let's just glance at some of the activity, the hip hop. As you can see, it was in the class, and we had to pile the desk very fast at the noontime, and then use the small classes. It was a primary school that was transformed in a middle school. So, and cardio surprise, dance revolution. We had Indian people a lot in the. This was a show, and since we had African dance, and when we had the show, when the people, the students did the kung fu abdominator with the Swiss ball. And of course, the multi, because we wanted that all the ethnic groups would be quite similar, we used the marks, the best group. Well, we mixed it. Oh, 5 minutes. Okay, fine. Okay, so, well, sucker. Okay. So, pre-post message. We collected pre- and post-intervention data through a self-report questionnaire in December 2004 and June 2005 respectively. For 3 of the 5 learning conditions targeted by the study, self-control, social competence, attention concentration, we use validated French language version of subset of the Connors-Wells Adolescent Self-Report Scale. The self-control subset was made up 6 items, the social competence had 13 items, and the attention concentration subset was made up 10 items. To assess the self-esteem, we use the 10-item Rosenberg self-report questionnaire. And finally, due to the multi-ethnic characteristic of our priority population, we wanted to assess the impact of the program on the students' inter-ethnic relation. It was assumed that the conflicting ethnic relations would affect academic performance. Effectively, each week police was coming in the school because there was fight between the groups. As we can see, all the content validity for all the 5 questionnaires had satisfying Cronbach alpha coefficient. Let's now go to the result. Well, the frequency of participation in the Fun Action program was calculated for each student. Results showed that 78% of the girls and 63% of the boys, these are those all together, participate at least one time. More girls had a high level of participation, which is quite encouraging, with 36% participating 9 times or more as compared to 25 for the boys. Only 22% of the girls and 37% of the boys choose not to participate in any activity. Now, for the non-significance result. Well, to assess the impact of the supply of the program, we use a 2-way group and time ANOVA. For 4 of the 5 learning conditions, social competence, self-control and self-esteem and inter-ethnic relations, results shows no significant interaction. As the table indicates, scores were quite similar between the control and intervention groups and before and after the intervention. We also conducted a 3-way ANOVA, adding the gender factor, and again, non-significant results were obtained for these 4 learning conditions. But the significant one. Interestingly, for the 5th learning condition, which is attention concentration, the 3-way ANOVA showed a significant interaction, note the p-value, between the 3 factor group, time, and gender. As we can see in the table, for the groups, the girls, the mean attention scores of the intervention group increased from 25.9 to 27.2, while the mean scores of the control group decreased from 29 to 27. For the boys, on the other hand, there was a drop in the mean scores for both groups. Given these results, we subsequently performed a separate 2-way ANOVAs for boys and girls in order to better assess the impact of the program supply. For the girls, results confirmed that there was a significant difference in the pre- and post-test mean scores between the intervention and the control groups. We then used a t-test to assess the impact of the program supply. The graph shows that the intervention group significantly improved, as we can see, their mean score, while the control group manifested a significant drop. Thus, we can say that the program supply had a significant and positive impact on the intervention group attention as compared to the control group. 2 minutes. Okay. As for the boys, the 2-way ANOVA did not show a significant interaction between the 2 groups nor the pre- and the post-test. So we noticed a decline in the mean score, but since it's not significant and that it appears in both groups, we cannot attribute the decline to the program supply. Just a reminder that there was a great variation in the frequency of participation among the intervention group. So we assume that the frequency of participation might have had an impact on one or many of the 5 learning conditions studied. To test this hypothesis, we conducted a correlation analysis between the intervention group students' frequency of participation and their pre-post score difference on the 5 learning conditions. Whoops. We only found a significant and positive correlation for the attention variable. Note the p-value again, which is very significant. Given the difference already observed between the girls and the boy, we conducted a separate correlation analysis for each gender. Interestingly, the correlation was significant and positive only for the boys, which is quite surprising. It's notable also that the boys' correlation factor is double that of the girls, 0.27 compared to 0.015. This means that the more often the boys participate in the program activities, the more the attention concentration score improved. This is really quite encouraging, we believe, for school health intervention. Also, I must mention that the June post-test administration period was not ideal, since it was during the final exam period, and it was about 90 Fahrenheit in the weather and very, very humid. So it was and 13th of June, so it was very difficult. But conclusion, zero was okay. 1 minute? Okay. The culturally tailored fun action program inspired by social marketing principle was successful in enticing the adolescent to voluntarily participate in the physical activities. Taking into account the girls' distinctive preference, dance activities may have contributed to counteracting the tendency to girls to be less active than boys. As for the objective 2, the supply of the fun action program had no significant impact on 4 of the 5 learning conditions studied. However, it did have significant and positive impact on the attention concentration of the intervention group girls as compared to the control groups. But among the intervention group, the frequency of participation in the program activities was significantly correlated with the improvement of attention scores, particularly among boys. Well, implication for practice, I think it is, since we are running short of time, I think...
We can leave that up while we come up to the front.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thanks for your attention.
And Suzanne, why don't you stay here? Can I have all 5 speakers come up and we'll take questions and pass the mic back and forth? Who has the first question for the panelists? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mostly in those bottom indicators of the pyramid, if you remember. So we self-care, use of small manipulatives, have general coordination, basic self-help, self-care tasks. And then the other information came from our parent information form, where they gave us very specific information about their health and emotional well-being.
So it was, you know, yes. Health.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Why, do you have some ideas about?
Well, I'm involved in oral health, so I have a background in